have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Bridget. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes.
Okay.
I am.
Okay. Are you calling from a safe location?
Yeah.
Okay. May I have your first name, please?
Frederick. Are you?
Gregory who?
No, Frederick. Are you?
Frederick, F-R-E-D-E-R-I-C-K.
F-R-E-D-E-R-I-C-K.
Uh-huh. And your last name?
And my last name is Ari, A-R-Y-E-E.
Mr. Ari,
yeah.
Could you please give me a good callback phone number for your services today in case we were to get disconnected for some reason? If we were to get disconnected, I could call you back on.
All right. The number I'm calling you from is 619-988-3471.
Okay. I'm going to repeat that back to you. 619-988-3471, sir.
Yes.
Okay, sir, would you like to receive text messages with the status of your services today? The provider would text you their name, phone number, and ETA?
No, tell them to call me.
No? Okay, that's fine.
Call me.
Okay. Okay, sir, could I get your policy number?
Don't you have my record?
I'm not the insurance company, sir. I'm roadside assistance.
Oh, okay. Business policy. Okay. It's number 72-580-128-687. You want me to repeat?
No, sir, I don't. What I would like for you to do, for security reasons, I would like for you to verify the address on your policy.
It's 1901 Beta, National City, California, 91950.
Okay, sir, and what is the year, make, and model of your disabled vehicle?
It's Toyota. The model number, I don't know. You have my record.
Sir, I'm not the insurance company. What kind of vehicle do you have?
I have Toyota.
What year?
RAV4.
What year? 2000 what?
2004.
Thank you, sir. What color is your vehicle?
White.
All okay, right. Sir, and what's going on with your vehicle today requiring for you to need service?
The battery is dead. It won't start. I need a jump start.
Okay, sir, I must advise you that you are above your service limit. I can continue this service, but you may have to pay out of pocket. If you have to pay out of pocket, you can reach out to your insurance company tomorrow and ask them for reimbursement consideration.
Why is it expired? I just signed for it.
I'm not sure, sir. You would have to reach out to your insurance company for that. Did the vehicle stop while you were driving?
No. I parked last night and I come this morning. I push on the button to open the door. It won't respond at all.
Are you parked? Are you backed into a parking space?
Yes, I'm in a parking space.
Okay, is the vehicle okay? Are there any other cars around the vehicle blocking the car so that someone it would make it difficult for someone to get to you to give you a jump start?
Yes, in a way. If they want to do the old method, it will be difficult. But if it's one of the
okay.
and they have a little
okay.
instrument.
Would you be there? Would you be with the vehicle when someone comes?
Yes, but how long will it take?
Sir, I have no idea. I've got to ask questions. And are you at home?
Yes.
The 1901 Beta Street?
Yes. I'd like to know how much it will cost.
Oh, yes, sir, I would. When I find somebody, I will let you know. But let me get finished with what I have to do, please. Just a moment.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay, if you have to pay out of pocket, sir, will it be with a debit card, cash, or a credit card?
It'll be cash. That's why I want to know how much.
Okay. So what I've got to do, sir, is I've got to reach out to a provider, and because you're not covered for this service, and see how much it will cost. But my name is Bridget, and once I find out a price, I will call you back, okay?
All right.
Okay, sir. Give me just a few moments, okay?
What did I pay for all of this?
You can speak with your insurance company about this, sir.
Oh, but they're not there. They've gone home.
Yes, sir. I'm not the insurance company. I'm sorry.
I called the office. They're not there at all.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Let me see what I can do for you, okay?
All right.